A week from Saturday is the big day. Hairball is in town. Kipling Arena, ticket sales going pretty good, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, ticket sales are so good. The community is coming out. People are coming in. Hairball just has a following. Anybody who's been to see Hairball, I'm just like, if you know, you know. And you know, it's like, and they're telling everybody else it's going to be our biggest event yet. It's going to be incredibly entertaining. So much fun, and encourages the community to come out. So, but as you mentioned, next Saturday, October 12th, it's a Husker bye week. That's planned on purpose. You know, it's like
you
we
work
with the Huskers to
nice
make that
job.
Happen. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we do what we can. But 6 o'clock, doors are going to open at the Kipling Arena. The show starts at 7. We're going to have some food trucks there, CB Tacos, Fatty McGill's, and this year the Scoop Ice Cream is going to be joining us, so a little bit of sweet sweets there. Embers is going to be providing our beer garden. You can use a credit card if you're waiting until last minute. Tickets right now are $30. I encourage you to go out and grab your ticket, but if you do get them out the door, it's going to go up to $40. We can do a credit card there, but once you're in the arena, it's a cash only. So if you're interested in merch, you're interested in buying any beer, food, whatever, bring some cash. So we will play that game with you. Wow, Hairball. Bombastic celebration of arena rock. You're like, okay, what does that mean? Okay, so we're talking 80s music because Community Hospital is celebrating our 50th anniversary. What a huge opportunity. So a little bit of a trip back in time. We're going to go back to the 80s here. Some people do dress up for 80s, so just a little heads up. It's not unusual to see people coming out. Ladies, you know, fluff out the hair, get that old bottle of Aquanet out and the blue eyeshadow and, like, have at it. So it's all good. Guys, if you can grow your hair out quick, have at it, whatever, I don't know. Anyways, 20 concerts in one. This is a tribute group that has perfected their craft. They're going to come out. They cover anybody from Motley Crue to Queen, Journey to Aerosmith, Van Halen to Kiss. And when I say that they portray them, I mean, again, just like I just encourage you guys to get dressed up, they get dressed up. They come out with all the hair, all the makeup, all the costumes, all the fun, and really engage the crowd. They're really there to exceed expectations, and they do so. So I don't have their playlist, but what I do know, you know, in the past, I mean, if you're more of a song person, some of the pieces, I mean, we've seen them do Ozzy Osbourne, do Crazy Train. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow. The Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, Thunderstruck, AC/DC. If you want something a little bit softer, Purple Rain, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it just covers the gamut. They're so fun, so engaging. It's going to take us quite a bit. They're bringing a lot of setup pieces. So, I mean, we're really looking to transform the stage and provide that high level concert atmosphere. For those who have been before, they are known for their pyrotechnics. However, our fire chief and Giles turned a little bit white when we went out and looked at the arena. And no, we will not be having pyro. So just kind of a heads up there, just lower that expectation just a little bit, but we're gonna do so many other fun things that is all good to go there. So it's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. These funds go to a great cause. Let me just take a minute and talk about the Health Foundation and where these funds are going to go. Last year, the Health Foundation was able to grant over $200,000 to support our mission, and our mission truly is here to support Community Hospital. So we provided over $80,000 in equipment purchases. This included some medication storage equipment so that our behavioral health or our mental health could actually expand their services and provide additional services to their clientele. Interpreting equipment, the nursery got new bassinet swivel sleepers so our moms can get to their babies a little bit more easily once you've you don't move too quickly after you've had that kiddo. So this bassinet really kind of cuddles in and takes care and makes it easier for our moms and babes. So a vein finder for the cardiopulmonary rehabilitation center, vestibular goggles for physical therapy, and I know all of this is like, okay, whatever. The important thing is the Health Foundation steps in when there are gaps and when we identify those unusual pieces that are just like, oh, we weren't quite budgeting for this, but this is important that we do this. Something that we are going to be promoting here pretty quickly is we actually donated over $100,000 to bring in a new piece of radiation oncology equipment. I'm excited to tell the community more about that. We are working with the equipment manufacturer right now to work on that implementation date. And so more information coming there. But again, state-of-the-art equipment coming in to radiation oncology and community hospital. So thrilled to provide that. We provide a variety of patient assistance needs, over $30,000 in patient assistance. And this, again, is for our our healthcare team to contact us and they're like, hey, I need your help in fulfilling this need or this need. Everything that we do is provided to the hospital, is provided to our team so they can step in and help that patient when those needs are identified. And then close to $20,000 for healthcare education and scholarships. And just a reminder, if anybody out there is looking to change a job or has ever been interested in getting into a nurse aide position, we actually are covering the nurse aide classes at McCook Community College thanks to multiple grants from the College Foundation, McCook Community Foundation, and Community Hospital. So you do have to pass the class to have that tuition covered, but you can contact us to learn more about it. But more importantly, just know if anybody is interested in taking that nurse aide class, we have a shortage of nurse aides in our areas. We need those. Please feel free to contact us for more information. But these overall, you know, that close to $20,000, retention, recruitment, building our own workforce, and providing the important workforce that we need to provide care. We are in search of nurses, lab technicians, ultrasound techs. I mean, if anybody knows healthcare people, I mean, it's a work shortage anywhere, but whatever we can do to help in those areas is very much appreciated. So, and I'd just like to end on our assistance. We provided over close to $75,000 for our home health and hospice services. And I got to give a huge shout out to our home health and hospice team. I mean, they are incredible. They cover 7 counties. That's a lot of area. I don't think it's necessarily a want to cover that much, but that is what the need is in Southwest Nebraska. No, we just need, that's, we go to where we need to provide those services. So home health, hospice, palliative care is a mission-based piece. It's one of those pieces where the funding is not, their insurance, the payers, the billing isn't covering what it's truly taking us to provide that service. So to be able to raise funds through pieces such as the Pro-Am, through the Concert for Healthcare, and currently right now we are actually have a small appeal out just to raise funds. We used to have the Evening for Hospice, and that one kind of ran its course. So if anybody is interested in providing some direct funding for home health hospice care, please let us know. Call the Health Foundation and I can get you more information on that. So but just in general, a lot of great pieces going out there. That's kind of what the Health Foundation is here. We want to share community hospital story. We want to find our grateful patients and our grateful community members who want to support the hospital through these events and directly so that we can continue to lead our community to a healthier future.
Tickets still available to buy for this big event?
Yes, they are. You can come come visit Danette and I down at the Health Foundation. You can stop by Embers, pick up a donut or an apple planner and pick up one there. Or if you want to go on to ticketstorm.com, you can search us that there. Facebook also has a link if you go to the Community Hospital Facebook page. And then chmccook.org, obviously our website, will get you more information on that as well.
Wow, it's going to be a great show and great music, some food, some beverages. What else could you ask for? And all your friends out there.
All the friends, all the people. Grab your neighbors, bring everybody up. It's really going to be an entertaining night. Excited for it. So.
And you don't have to worry about weather because everything's inside.
Nope. We lose out on the pyro by bringing it inside, yeah. But it controls everything else. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. So if you haven't been out to one of our concerts, come on out. It truly is a lot of fun. Truthfully, we pride ourselves also at 10 o'clock. The concert's typically over, and if you want to continue the party, we encourage you to go continue it, at the area establishments, however mm-hmm. that might be. And if you're like me, and be like, I'm ready for bed. So. Yeah. However, we will be packing up for the next several hours. But anybody wants to stay and help pack, you know, we can hook you up there too.
7 o'clock start time that night on the 12th, right?
7 o'clock start time. 6 o'clock doors open, and not this Saturday, but next Saturday, yes. October 12th. So no Husker game. So come out and enjoy a fun hairball experience.
No excuses.
And then I have one other piece.
Yes, I just
want to mention. I'm also a member of the McCook on the Move group. One of the pieces that we are trying to do there, for those of you who don't know, the McCook on the Move is a group of people that's trying to push improvement opportunities. Some of those have been the pickleball courts that went in. The current one that we are kind of mentioning or pushing right now is the high school junior high bond that we've got coming up. So I just encourage people, they are going to be doing some informational meetings and some open house school tours. October 8th from 6 to 8:30 is an informational meeting at the junior high is where it's going to start at. And then the open house school tours October 16th from 6 to 8:30 is the next one after that. And there's more information, but you can go to McCookBond2024.com to learn more information on that. There's videos, all the information, and I just encourage people not to see the big price tag and just like shut off. I do go see it. I still remember the first time we got the junior high orientation with Charlie. You know, I was like, what was that, 6 years ago now?
Or, uh-huh.
Well,
something like
probably
that, yeah.
Longer, 10 or so. Even then, I was like, oh, really? This is the environment? I know the price tag can look big, but you know, inflation's real, and this what prices were 10 years ago aren't what they are now. You know, mm-hmm. Everything keeps changing. So just a couple dates there. Again, October 8th, 6 to 8:30, and October 16th, 6 to 8:30. Just ask the community to get informed. That vote's going to be coming up on November 5th.
You said the 50th, of course, community hospital, 50 years. Anything else in the horizon coming up or you know of?
Just the big give's going to be coming up.
Big give,
it'll be
yeah.
here
yeah.
as soon as we know. November 7th, yep. I think, is that date.
Yep.
And no, other than that, I'm kind of not seeing much past hairball at the moment.
Okay. We'll find out here as we get October, November, December.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.